You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
This segment is sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. If you're like most eBay sellers, and I know you are, you'd love to get a peek behind the scenes at what goes on in eBay's user experience research. You know I talk about this all the time. You hear me talking about, well, we've researched this with buyers, we've researched this with sellers, we've researched people left and right. Well, now here to open up the kimono on that very topic is Anne Mamagani. She's the Senior User Experience Research Manager, whew, that's a mouthful, for eBay. And what is exactly meant by user experience research?
Basically, we conduct a lot of research studies that help us to understand what our customers really need, what their real needs and desires are. So our research studies always include real customers, real eBay customers, or customers that represent the target group that we're interested in attracting. And basically, we're focused on just trying to understand their needs, desires, and what we can do better for them.
So give us a picture of what this entails. Do people come to eBay or do we go to their homes?
Both, and a couple places in between. So we have four labs here at eBay on campus that users come to all the time. We're running sessions in them all the time. So we have our real eBay customers in these labs. And then we also go into customers' homes fairly frequently and different types of research visits and that sort of thing. And then we also run surveys and do some other types of research that don't involve either labs or homes.
And what are the benefits of user experience research? I mean, it's kind of obvious that one would be it better seller experience, right? Because we would know what the users are experiencing. Or do you do both the sellers and buyers?
That's right. Yeah. On the user experience research team, we're focused on both buyers and sellers.
Okay.
We want to make the experience best for all of our customers.
I know in Building 6 where I used to sit downstairs, there's a buyer experience going on all the time.
That's
There's always
right.
that sign out in the lobby.
That's
says,
right. Yeah, that's our customer pulse. That's the
customer
those are the sessions that are run on Tuesdays, correct?
And any employee can come in and observe, correct?
That's right. Absolutely. Anytime, any study. We have a research schedule that goes around to a lot of eBay employees, and they're all welcome to attend anytime.
Now, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you, depending on what you're looking for, is the type of buyer or seller you look for. Give us an example.
Well, so for example, we have we recently evaluated something related to bidding, and so we wanted to be sure to recruit participants, customers who have done bidding before, who've had some experience with bidding, right? Because this feature would be much more relevant to them than to our Buy It Now customers.
What does this tend to look like? Give us a picture, if you could. You brought some people in. How many people usually at a time? Let's say here at the campus. And what are you doing with them? Are they in front of a computer? Are they watching a projected something? You know, how does that look?
Sure. You know, it really varies. It's a great question. So we have a variety of research methods, and it really varies depending on what we're doing. If we're doing a lab-based study, it could involve anything from a researcher and a designer and a customer sitting down to design a new experience together. It could involve the customer sitting at a laptop or a tablet or a mobile device of some sort and showing us how they do what they really do. In their daily life, or trying out a new experience that we have to offer, a new set of features, and then we can see where, you know, if you see 10 people fumble over these features, then you know, okay, this feature needs to be changed, right? So in a typical study may have anywhere from 6 participants to 12, and then we've had, of course, we run surveys and that sort of thing. It's a much more large sample situation. Mm-hmm. We have many more participants. So those are just a couple of the variations on what we might have, and then we have studies that aren't focused in the lab at all, right, that happen in people's homes. And
yeah.
Usually when we're in people's homes, we're much more interested in how they naturally do things. We really want to see how they do it in context.
So when you're in a person's home, do they make you coffee and give you snacks?
Some do, yeah. We definitely don't require that, and we'd rather them not, and we definitely want them to feel at
home
and
say
almost
no.
Ignore us, right?
You should bring stuff. You should come like the welcome wagon and bring stuff.
What steps are there between gathering learnings from the research to how that impacts a new product or an existing product on eBay?
Well, when we conduct these research studies, we user experience researchers always like to involve the entire development team, right? So that includes the product managers and the designers and everybody else here at eBay who's involved in development, the design development of that feature. And because we do this, we have a very active teams here who are very interested in that. We're able to disseminate the findings that we get from the research study. Everybody sort of internalizes them, sort of understands them on a deep level because they watch the customers do it face to face, right? Yeah. They can see, wow, this woman really struggled with that piece there, and so did that person, and so did that person. We really need to redesign this. So, you know, it's very hard to argue when you see somebody working with an experience right in front of you or having a problem that we need to find a way to solve, right, that we haven't solved yet, we haven't created a feature for. So our teams really internalize it. And then on top of that, we deliver a research report. We sit on the product teams. We're actually involved in the product team. We're involved in design development. We're part of those discussions. We make sure our job really is to bring the voice of the customer and bring the concerns of the customer to the table throughout the entire design development process. So the research is just one small part of that, actually.
Can you tell us something that happened recently, maybe some new thing that came about because of this user experience research?
Lee read my mind. I was just going to ask that. Thank you, Lee.
Well, there are lots of things all the time. It's hard to really just choose one, but we've seen some very interesting developments. You know, eBay's clearly very active in mobile devices and that sort of thing. We found some very interesting research. We are making the organization. We had tended to start to make some assumptions about the way people use mobile devices,
yes.
But through a lot of our mobile research, we've been able to course correct and not make those assumptions, right? Mm. So it didn't have to come to a place where eBay as a whole made the wrong assumption, right? These are on a very micro level. You've got a few, you know, small teams here like, well, maybe this would happen, and some hypotheses that were found proven untrue, which are really helpful, right? Because then we can design features that will really serve the real need and not an imagined need. Because it's very easy to, you know, kind of imagine a need.
You said earlier that the research for user research is always involved, even if it's on a small part in decision making. Is it involved? Is it a part of all decision making when it comes to process and product at eBay? I mean, does it play a role all the time?
eBay is a very customer-focused company, as you know,
yes.
And there's a lot of UER at all levels in a lot of our different products and that sort of thing. Certainly, it does not come into play with every decision that's made. That's absolutely certain.
Really difficult.
We don't have that kind of reach, right?
But when it's something that's really a customer-facing product, then at least that research plays a part in determining how that product's eventually going to be built.
Typically, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, and the reason why I ask this is that's very different than eBay from 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where products weren't necessarily built with that in mind.
Throw right. it up against the wall and
Absolutely.
See what sticks.
Yeah, we used to throw a lot of things against the wall. Very few things stuck, as it turned out.
That's kind of been the genesis of Silicon Valley overall, right? A lot of the websites,
so, yeah.
We started out that way. We liked that was a nice, fun way to do it in the Wild West.
I think we had we had the luxury of being able to do that with the rocket success of almost every website at
right
the time.
On. Yeah.
That's not true anymore.
No, now there's competition.
And the competition is doing the same sort of research.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be on our toes. How big is your team?
Exactly right. We have a team of approximately 20.
That's pretty mm-hmm. big. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just here local. We have more in other countries overseas.
You know, they give us a list of questions to ask you, our producers do. And sometimes those questions come from the guest and sometimes they don't. And they've given us questions here, everything but if you were a tree, what kind would you be?
I was going to ask that later.
So
That's unfortunate. That's a great research question. I appreciate that question.
What has your research told you about the ideal tree for you to be if you should be one?
Oh, I definitely would be a coastal redwood for sure.
All twisted like on Monterey,
mm-hmm.
like this.
Well,
like
when you say twisted, you bring
twisted
up manzanita trees,
sister.
Which are very exciting also.
The manzanita, I love those, yeah.
They're very cool.
Yeah, I would be... I would be one of those poplar trees that live fast, grow up real tall, and then die young. That would be me.
Nice.
Yeah.
You've made a great compelling case for that.
I would be a magnolia tree.
Yeah, because you're such a magnolia.
Yeah.
So what do you love most about your job, man?
I love being able to make the experience better for our customers. I love just feeling, knowing that I'm a part of a really great service that we provide, really great opportunities that we hear at eBay.
So by that answer, I have to assume, and I know it's never safe to assume, that's why I'm asking a question, that you do get enough feedback for what you do, and the and it results in positive change. It keeps you engaged in what you're doing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And the process is fascinating, isn't it? The process
itself. Oh, yeah. Hanging out with customers and getting to find out all the details about why they do things the way they do them and what they need and
I'm
what
sure
they don't like.
I'm sure you've had some aha moments.
Absolutely. Frequently.
Very rewarding.
I can guarantee you that our audience, mostly of sellers, is now champing at the bit to find out how they can be involved. And I'm going to also make the assumption, until you correct me, that it's not, if you will correct me, that you can't really apply to be part of the user research, can you? Or can
Yeah, actually, you sort of can. Yeah, we do have some different ways. I think it's on actually throughout the registration process. I believe there's an opportunity to opt in, so you get the opportunity to be part of eBay research projects.
What if you've already registered and now you want to go back and opt into something?
I'd have to get back to you on that.
Would you?
That's a great question.
I know I'm going to get emails saying, I want to be on Ann's research team.
Well, it's
research
fun
team.
Because
fantastic.
It's fun.
We'd love that. And we really appreciate that. So I will get back to you about that, Griff.
And our sellers that listen to this show, they're the smartest duckies in the world.
I know that.
And I'm not just blowing smoke up their
no,
butts.
No, I believe
somebody
you.
Has just sent us a message. We would like to invite the user research team to visit one of our monthly meetup meetings where a small group of us brainstorm and problem solve.
That's
Colorado Springs,
fantastic.
Colorado, Louise Sanchez.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, thank you for that. We really appreciate that invitation. We'd love to learn more about it. Sounds
so
wonderful.
Louise, the next time we come out to Colorado, I'll find out if I can bring Ann or someone from her team.
Sounds good.
It's always an education.
Ann, it's
excellent.
Been
that
very be interesting. Thank you.
We look for all those types of opportunities to connect with our customers, and it's really wonderful and especially valuable to do it in different contexts. So
well,
thank you.
Thank you, Ann. It was great having you on the show. This segment was sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your small business finances on autopilot coming up next. Community here on eBay.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Many eBayers are making money off of products that they've purchased on sale at Costco, Sam's Club, and other retail locations. But some of the most successful eBayers take advantage of the higher profits available from buying and reselling retail store returns. 8 to 11% of all inventory sold at retail is returned to the store. Retailers can't restock their shelves with these products, so they try to liquidate them quickly, often for pennies on the dollar. Those eBayers who buy and sell retail returns typically purchase one or multiple pallets of inventory at a time. But larger power sellers maximize their discount by purchasing returns in truckload quantities. Whatever the quantity you purchase, don't ignore the incremental profit available from buying retail store returns.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
The lights are on in the packing room. I wonder if the new guy we hired came in early today.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm just testing this bubble cushion roll here.
Well, that's the last roll we have, and we need every bit of it for our client's shipments.
I'm really sorry, Sam. It was just so much fun.
Ridiculous? Well, maybe so. But the reality of being short on vital supplies is not something you ever want to have to encounter. There is good news, however. Bubble Fast. If you find yourself short on shipping supplies, call Bubble Fast right now. They have a full line of eco-friendly products, biodegradable packing peanuts, padded mailers, and much more. And Bubble Fast offers free shipping on most items. Bubble Fast carries what you need because they are shippers too. Give them a call, won't you? Right now at 877 877-
877-599-7447. That's 877-599-CHIP. Bubble fast.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by Outright, Page Mage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join Griff Griffith, eBay's Dean of Education, and Jahan Jafizadeh, Head of Trust Factors at eBay. Learn how to drive sales through photos and shoot like a pro, plus eBay's new photo standards. The webinar is free Wednesday, November 6th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.